Now, D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Loomis didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best.
That does everything.
You see, Mrs. Loomis was from Missouri, and, well, you just had to show her. Every wash day, she'd look at her big stack of clothes and say...
Oh, I'd like to see anybody show me how to get this wash clean. Look at all those streaky bath towels. Oh, Dad's overalls. Does he wipe the machinery on them? Honestly, I must have a dozen rayon slips to bother with again. Oh, my wash is the limit.
And then this lady who didn't became a lady who does. Yes, someone finally showed Mrs. Loomis that does best. This new kind of soap does everything. Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, and extra safety for the pretty colors. Well, now Mrs. Loomis is showing everyone else.
Look at my towels, white as clouds. And did you ever see cleaner overalls? They're a snap with Does. So long, hard scrubbing.
Now Mrs. Loomis brags about those rayon slips. She found Does takes extra care of colors.
Look how much brighter they are. Say, this Does can't be beat. It does everything.
This new kind of soap is best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does outdoes them all with the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does best. Does everything. Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Elsie Warren's rejection of Mike has not shaken his new determination to lead a different kind of life. Spurred on by Molly and Jake, who have invited him to come to Lastonbury, Mike has been busy cutting every possible tie with the past. A little while ago, he gave Joe Ellis the tongue-lashing of his life and sent him back to New York without what he thought was his part of the $25,000. Or, as it turned out, Joe owed Mike the equivalent of his share of the money. Mike then sent Jake to Elsie with the money, asking her to keep it for Mary. Elsie refused. And while she was at the station meeting her daughter, Molly got Mike to come over to the house and persuaded him to make one last bid for Elsie's hand. Listen.
Rosalie, go away from the door. Don't be an eardropper.
I wasn't listening, Ma.
David.
Well, who's listening, Ma?
So come hither. From here on forward, it's up to Mike and Elsie, whatever they decide between them.
If they decide to get married?
They won't. Uncle David said if...
I said if, Rosalie.
And if, David?
If yes, then Mike will maybe stay here in Greensville and not come with us to Lastonbury, you think?
Well, Elsie's home is here, Uncle David.
Where a husband goes, a wife goes. Where thou will go, I will go. Your land will be my land. Your people, my people. That's the Bible, Rosalie.
You want to pick a boo and see if they're still talking?
You told me not to.
Now I'm telling you yes.
Mama says yes, Rosalie.
Just gently open the door, see if they can voice it.
I will, Uncle David.
I want to pick a boo, too.
Well, so, no?
Mike.
David.
There's nobody, Molly.
No?
Warren.
Nobody, Molly. So come in, Molly. What if he has to sit here in the bedroom?
Where did Mike and Elsie go?
For a walk, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
If they went walking, maybe it'll be good.
I hope so.
Why do you hope so, Mark?
Because I think a man like Mike Hilton needs a woman like Elsie Barra. And I think a woman like Elsie needs a man like Mike. A man needs a woman to help him in life and to encourage him. And a woman needs a man to help and encourage. And be a mother to when her children are grown up and don't need her anymore. Oh, Rosalie, a woman's life is finished. It's like death for a woman when she has nobody to do things for. That's a woman's life, Rosalie. Elsie is a woman alone, and Mike is a man alone. Together they can be more than they are, and separate they're less.
One plus one is two. And take one away from one and leave nothing. Everything is plain arithmetic.
How can you reduce life and love to just a mathematical formula, Uncle David? I always thought that love and marriage were what, Rosalie? Well, love and marriage always seemed to me like something set apart from ordinary living. I mean, when two people fall in love, shouldn't there be a feeling that you've sort of found a part of yourself that you've all... That's all I want you to say. Just that I feel the sun should shine a little brighter when you're in love, and the moon come out a little fuller, and even rain and snow and wind play for you like music.
No. There are as many kinds of love as there are kinds of people, Rosalie. And as there are as many years in a person. When you're young, Rosalie, love comes riding on a cloud with a pink lining. And, Rosalie, darling, when you're in the Middle Ages, like Mike and Elsie Warren, then it's something else. And love and marriage is a little more quiet, with a feeling of, shall I say, it's a feeling mostly for companionship. That's what Elsie wants, and that's what Mike wants.
Exactly. Companionship. In the Middle Ages. And not pink clouds with lining.
That's me. Maybe it's Papa from the station about our ticket. I'm taking it, Rosalie.
All right, I have it.
Hello?
Hello, Rosie?
Yes, just a minute, Seymour.
But Seymour should say hello.
It's long distance, Ma. There's no use wasting time.
It's a waste to say hello to a friend.
Hello?
Hello?
How are you, Rosie?
I'm fine.
When are you coming home?
Just a minute. My mother wants to talk to you.
Did I? All right.
I haven't anything to say to her, Ma, please.
Oh, Rosalie, maybe someday you'll be very glad to say something to Seymour Finkel.
Well, I don't feel that way now.
Well, you don't feel that way now.
Give me. If Seymour loved you less, you would love him more.
Is it ever any different?
Hello, Seymour.
Oh, Mrs. Goldberg. Is Rosie all right?
Yeah, yes, Seymour. She's very
what
well.
What did you call for?
Well, what is it, Seymour? Anything special?
Nothing. Only everybody wants to know when you're coming home.
Well, I'm just waiting to see when we get our reservations.
Will you let me know?
Yes, Seymour.
There's a whole lot of mail for you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yeah? From who?
Well, I forwarded the letters from Sammy. And then there's a lot of letters that look like bills.
Yeah.
And there's a letter from Mrs. Bloom.
Oh, my friend Mrs. Bloom?
Yeah. Do you want me to open it?
No. I know what Mrs. Bloom writes.
Oh, well, that's all, then.
All right, Seymour.
Give my love to Rosie.
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, Lydia, letter from Mrs. Bloom. If you can discover a pen or a pencil or stationery.
Oh, what, Mommy?
I want to answer Mrs. Bloom's letter.
How can you answer her letter, Ma, if you didn't read it?
I don't have to read it to know what she wrote.
Of course you do, Ma.
Not Mrs. Bloom's letter.
Here's my pen.
Why don't you wait?
Because.
Well, when are you going to write? I received your letter.
Write, and I'll tell you what to write.
Here's this.
Honestly, Ma.
Honestly, what?
Nothing.
Ready?
Wait, I'll see if there is ink in the pen.
There is.
How do you know?
Look at your fingers.
Oh, my.
So sit here, Rosalie, and write. Write, and don't scribble. And change your face. Ready?
Yes.
Make a salutation, dear Mrs. Bloom, and so forth, etc. Dear Mrs. Bloom, dear friend, dear darling, dear. Got it?
Yes.
I received your letter, which I did not read, due to the fact that your letter is in Lastonbury and I am in Texas.
Ma.
Write, Rosalie, please, without the ma. I hope when I read your letter that you're well.
As leaves us.
Leaves us. You don't need to leave us. Leave us out. Ready?
Yes.
You, no doubt, are asking me how I am. I'm well. As leaves us all. You leave us all, that's all. At long last, Mr. Goldberg is with us, and we are a united family with my family in the Army, as you know. Let me see now. When I hear further from Sammy, I will let you know how he is. How he is? I hope the time is not very far distant when your Mikey and my Sammy will be in the bosom of their loved ones. Loved ones. Love with capital.
Loved ones.
As I hope and pray, all mother's sons will be, and we will be blessed with peace and goodwill to man and mankind.
My solid mankind. The doctor should also be in the bosom of his family.
Oy, all mother's children. Got it?
Yes.
Turn yourself over on the other picture. Things, no doubt, are as usual with you. Outside of a few things, which I will know when I read your letter, all is well. All is well, I hope so. I have to say all's well. I said it at all's well.
I know.
All right, leave out. I want to ask about her health. Make another paragraph.
Yes.
Her ankles in January. Yes. If your ankles, dear friend, mm-hmm. are swollen,
yeah.
it is only usual with you in this climate of the year, always in January. Mm-hmm. Got it? And think of the spring, dear, and the sunshine when you know your chill brain will leave you. So always know when winter comes, spring cannot be far behind.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
If, dear, Mrs. Bloom, dear, if it's your gallbladder, however, don't be neglectful. Mm-hmm. Don't be neglectful. Got it?
Yes.
Neglectful.
Got
That's
it.
Two
yes.
words. Neglectful.
No.
Neglectful.
One word.
Two. Neglectful. But see a specialist before you become a chronic, critical patient.
What is she?
Mike and Elsie.
Huh? Wait, Mike and Elsie? Oh, so come in the room, Betty. Bring the letter quickly.
Here, come quick.
Mike is holding Elsie's hand.
He's holding her arm.
Oh, that's good.
What
no.
could be bad?
Oh, that's oh, wonderful. Everything.
Well, the walk Elsie and Mike just took holds the secret of whether Mike has been able to change Elsie's mind or not. One thing is certain. They're friends again. But whether they'll become more than friends is still up to Mary's mother. As long as a single American fighting man is out there risking his life in battle, either in Europe or the Pacific, wouldn't you say it's up to us here at home to back him up? There can be no resting on our oars until both Germany and Japan are completely defeated. Now, nobody knows when that day will come, but until it does, remember, our wounded boys must get prompt medical care. And many of the medicines they'll need come from your used kitchen fat. Yes, used kitchen fat contains the essential ingredients that go into sulfa, morphine. So we'll need all the used fat you can save. There'll be lots of tough fighting ahead, so keep on saving every drop of used fat. Now, it's a job that only you, the American homemaker, can do. So do it well. Keep up the good work. And rush that fat to your meat dealer. He'll give you two of those precious red points plus 4 cents for every pound. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by DUZ, Does. Mike has an opportunity to bag two birds with one stone and takes it. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Fight waste at your sink and sink the axes. When you do dishes, don't waste soap. Soap contains war material.